Yes, it has all become so very clear to me. Tonight's act of foul play and murder was performed not out of love, not out of familial ties, but out of greed. To slay the one who would receive the full inheritance of Sir Winifred Senior's estate, so that they would be the one to receive his will instead. And for that, the evidence points to only one possible culprit. That's right, the one who murdered Sir Abraham Winifred Junior in his study and made off with the combination to his personal vault is none other than... Oh my God! Oh my God, it's you! Hey! Over here! It's me! Sherlock Holmes! Remember? At the Rosegate Hotel, where we solved that last murder? Oh, don't look away. I know it's you. Remember, you were a suspect. I thought you were a murderer, but you weren't. You had that thick, giant, mouth-watering cock! Oh. I mean, you had that thick, giant, mouth-watering clock. And helped me tell time with it. Oh, you told my time so hard it made me scream and cream and drool all over myself. Ah, with your wonderful time-telling technique. Oh, the sheer girth of that clock. Oh. Excuse me, folks. I've got to go and catch up. Please don't go anywhere. Just stay there. Enjoy the filet mignon Sir Winifred had prepared for us this evening before he was kidnapped or murdered or whatever. I never thought I'd see you again, handsome. What brings you to the party, eh? Well, I mean, technically it's a reading of some old dead guy's will. And then someone else got murdered, so they called me in. Wait. You aren't the murderer, right? I don't think I interviewed you yet. I didn't even know you were here until just now. How very, very peculiar. Oh, I see. You're friends with that guy over there. The youngest nephew of Winifred Junior. Ah, poor guy doesn't get along with the family. I see. Keeping him safe from the potential murdering, eh? Well, that's a perfectly solid alibi. Though, if you'd like to pull me around the back and prove your innocence on me again, I'd be happy to do so. Prove your innocence down my throat until I'm gagging and pleading for... Oh? No. Phooey. You're no fun. What murder investigation doesn't have time for a quick, sloppy, deep throat? Okay, I'll be serious. Actually, truth be told, I saw you at the perfect time. See, I actually sort of have no idea who could have done this murder. Oh, I mean, I was about to accuse that lady right there. You see, the one in the white dress. But that's just because she told me my outfit looks so last century. And I was like, oh, excuse me, I don't see you helping solve the murder of your brother. And then they served those filet mignon and I asked them if they had Worcestershire sauce that I could dip in it. As anyone with good taste would. And she gave me this snooty rich girl scoff. Oh, why would you ruin a 60 quid steak with the 2 quid steak sauce? La-di-da-di-da. The nerve of her, honestly. But I could really use your help to help me crack this thing. What do you say? Want to come over and help? Yeah! Here, come with me. Come on. Here we are. The study. I needed you to come in with me because if I was here by myself, the murderer could sneak in behind me and, like, axe me off, you see? But with you, they'd never think of it. Unless, of course, you're the murderer, in which case... Well, I trust you enough in any case. In here, Sir Winifred Senior wrote his final will. In the will, he wrote down the combination to a vault that is somewhere in this very room. And, supposedly, inside is £2 million. Could you imagine 2 million quid? I could afford to have a whole gangbang of male escorts come to my home for that. Oh, don't look at me like that. You know what I like. Let me fantasize. Now, someone, supposedly the murderer, made off with the combination to the vault. So we have to find that vault and make sure it's secure, and then we go from there. So come on, help me find the vault then. Ah, there we go. You know, keep this up and you could someday be my own personal Watson. Now, remember, this is going to be Sir Winifred's entire life savings after his long, long, long 78 years of life. He'll have hidden it somewhere quite well. Somewhere no one would think to look. You found it already. Way to go. Let's take a look here. Phew. Looks like the door's still locked, which means our murderer has yet to have gotten to the money. Let's see. Aha! There's two vents installed on both sides of the vault's door. I wonder why that's there. Perhaps so that if he ever got locked out, he could make a way inside. I have an idea. That vent does seem awfully small, but it might be just wide enough for me to slip through. What I'll do is I'll sneak into the vault through this vent. Then, when the murderer eventually comes to take their ill-gotten winnings, I'll be in there to catch them red-handed. With you! Brilliant idea, Shelock. Why, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here, take my coat and hat. Just a little use of a screwdriver to get the vent cover off. There! It will be a tight fit, but for the sake of justice, I must do my best. We'll go in. Right, me first. Arms first. Then my head. And the rest should just slide right in. And one, and two, and three. Look at that. I'll be inside this vault in no time. Just got to wiggle myself in a little bit more. Bit by bit. Oh, no, no, no. Come on, come on. Hey, come on, you out there. Help push me through. Oh, yes. Push me harder. How's my butt feel, huh? Oh, come on, I was kidding. I really do need help. I'm stuck. I'm right here. Oh, if I could just get pushed through a little bit more, I could grab on and yank myself out of here. Oh, thank goodness there's that other vent at least, so I won't suffocate. But it is dark in here too. Oh, should have brought my flashlight in with me. You sure you can't push me in any further? No? Darn it. Well, guess all we can do now is wait until someone comes by to find us. Hey, do you know what this reminds me of? Have you ever read those erotic Japanese comic books? Like the ones where the girl somehow gets stuck in a dryer or a hole in the wall, with her arse and her pussy out in public for anyone to just take? I mean, oh, I'm so helpless and stuck in here. Any man with a big, strong dick could just have their way with me as much as they want. And oh, poor me, I couldn't do a thing about it. Take advantage. Oh, please. I'm not helpless here. Besides, if I ask for you to take advantage of me, then that's not actually taking advantage of me because I asked for it. It's consensual play, you know? Oh, come on. Look at it wiggle. Look at my juicy bum just stuck in this vent, unable to do anything. Oh, you could just cream pie me in my poor, defenseless pussy and go about your day like nothing happened. It must be destiny. I'm practically asking for it like this. In fact, dude, I'm literally asking for it. Oh, I know that sound. That's the sound of a wonderful manhood about to plough my... God, rubbing my womanhood so lovingly. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, such a gentleman. Making sure my pussy is nice and wet before he fucks it. Ah, yes, unprotected. What? Why'd you stop? Oh, come on, you know I'm on birth control. No need to get scared. Make my cunt drool with anticipation. Oh, my wonderful assistant, you are just perfect. Oh, if only I had another one of you on the other side with me to fuck my throat at the same time. My pussy feels so good just from your fingers. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Make it so wet your cock will just slide right through. Unlike me in this stupid vent. Oh, oh, fuck. Teasing me with the head of your cock. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, that's so cruel. That's so cruel, but so fucking good. Oh, go in, baby. Go in, please. Use me like a public use cum dump. Oh, I'm a needy little whore. I'm stuck in a hole. Oh, you should fuck me like I deserve for getting stuck like this. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Fuck. That's it. Fuck. Batter my fucking womb. Oh, oh, oh. I can't even squirm or wiggle in pleasure. Oh, the vent is keeping me so tightly bound. Oh, don't wait. Don't fucking wait. Slam into my cunt like you want to wreck it. Be rough with me. I can take it. Oh, fuck, I can take it. Oh, fuck. God, fuck. You're like a maniac. Oh, fuck, you're fucking me. So fucking good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yes. Use me like a public fuck post. Oh, fuck. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Oh, this is all I want. Oh, this is all I want. I just want to be fucked. And I don't care how. Fuck, yes. Yes, yes, that's it. Ram me deeper into this vent. Oh, fuck, yes. Keep me stuffed for real. Oh, I can't escape. I can't escape. You can fuck me like a slut forever and ever. Load after load after load in my cunt. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I wish you could just take me home. And keep me as your personal slut. Oh, fuck, 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 yes. Yes, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm gonna come out of my fucking mind like this. Yes, yes. Wait, wait. Come on. Come on, dude. My dirty talking isn't that bad, right? It's part of the fantasy. Oh, fantasy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Is that your cock on my arsehole? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I didn't ask for that. But fuck. Fuck, yes. I want it so bad. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do it. Please do it. Please don't make me wait. Please fuck my poor, defenseless ass. Oh, go in deep and fill it with your hot seed. Come on, dude, please do it. Do it. Do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, so deep. So very deep. Yeah. Yeah. Ride my ass, baby. Ride my ass. Oh, fuck. Fuck, that's so deep. Oh, yes. Yes, go full steam. Fuck. Fuck my ass like you own it. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck that. Oh, but it hurts so good. Oh, oh, fuck. Come in me. Oh, come in me. Like the stupid whore I am. You can take me as deep as you need and as fast as you need. I'm your fucking cum dump. I'm yours to take. I'm yours to fucking break. Yes, yes, yes. Take my ass. I'm just some poor detective stuck in a vault. Oh, that nephew will never know how close I was to busting him. Ah, I'm too busy getting fucked into a hole by the juiciest, thickest cock I've ever had. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, come in me. Come deep in my fucking ass. Oh, fuck me so deep I could feel it in my throat. Oh, fuck, yes, yes, yes. Oh, touch my pussy. Please touch my pussy, please. Finger my pussy too. Oh, I have to come. I need to come from this. I have to come from being used like a free used fuck slut. Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 yes. So close, so close, so close, so close, so close. Yes, fill me with your cum. Fuck, fuck. Oh, oh, oh. So limp and useless now. Hey, hey, I'm further in the vent now. I think you slamming your hips into mine pushed me in deeper. I think I can just squeeze in a bit and just get in. The wonderful Sherlock Holmes has once again gotten closer to the truth of the case by coming my brains out. Wait a second. This vault, it's empty. No, seriously, look. Huh. There's a letter on the floor, marked with an L. Dear Sherlock Holmes, thank you for running around chasing a murderer this afternoon. It really helped me get this treasure easier. Love, Arsène Lupin. XOXO. I don't believe it. Someone stole the 2 million from under everyone's noses. This Lupin character must have been the real person who stole the code to the vault, which means she and the murderer are separate people. Which means if the 2 million quid wasn't what the murderer was after, it must have simply been a grudge. But everyone had a positive relationship with Winifred Jr. Except for one, who never kept in contact and brought a friend along to keep him safe as the odd one out. Which means it had to have been the nephew. Who was your friend who brought you up here, hmm? Yeah, ouch. Sorry, mate. Tell you what, how about you come ride home with me, eh? After all, you know, after we go and, you know, call out the murderer and all, you can come and stay with me while we get you a ride back to your house. Or maybe you could stay the night at my place. You can keep pounding my slutty little pussy until I can solve fucking quantum theories, eh? Oh, come on. Let's go be dramatic and yell at the murderer.